Welcome to the East City Wesleyan Church podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and if you would like to learn more about East City Wesleyan Church, please go to ecw.org.nz for more information. Now, here's your podcast.
Good morning, church. Today is a family Sunday, which means we as the family of God are all together to learn and worship. This morning, our kids are going to be our experts as we take a sneak peek at what we've been learning in Kids Connect, as we've been studying the Bible and learning through the movie Inside Out. So, if you've got some questions and you've got a child around, you may need to ask them. So, kids, before we jump in, maybe we should get the adults up to speed. What do you think? Each week, we have started with a time looking around the room at different emojis and sharing which one we are feeling today and why. So up on the screen, we're going to have some different emojis this morning. Which one are you feeling? We found it really helpful in our relationships to know how those around us are feeling, because sometimes we have no idea what's going on inside someone else's head. So let's jump in and get reacquainted with, or get to know, the characters that we've met along the journey so far in Kids Connect. The first emotion we met was anger. We realize it's tempting to say that we should try never be angry, but it's just not possible. We're programmed for anger. When we're cheated, when we're treated unfairly, when we don't get our way, anger is our natural response. But giving into anger can quickly lead to even bigger problems. When we blow our top, we don't allow time to learn the whole story. Have you gone off on someone, gotten angry, and screamed at them, only to learn later you had no real reason to be angry? We learn that when we feel anger, the first thing we should do is pause. We should close our eyes, say a prayer, and ask God to help us stay cool. We need to keep our mouths shut so we don't say something we might later regret, and just listen. We thought about how we could not overreact, but patiently wait to get the whole story. Once we have the whole story and we know what's what, the next step we can take is action. If there's something wrong, fix it. If someone needs defending, speak out. If someone's teaching other people the wrong thing, speak out and correct the person. Step up and make your voice heard, but do so in a loving manner. No one ever listens to someone screaming, but they will listen to someone who can speak calmly and coolly and speaks up for those in need. God doesn't want us to blow our tops and scream and yell, but God also doesn't want believers who just sit on their hands and refuse to do something when we see something wrong. God is counting on us to defend the weak and help others in need. He is counting on us to share the truth of the gospel. It takes patience to control our anger, but when we learn to contain it, we can do far more than we could ever do letting angry words fly. We learn that anger is an important emotion. It's a warning light in our heads that tells us something is wrong, but it is not a license to yell and scream. When you feel angry, stop and pause. Say a prayer. Listen. Get the whole story, and then when you are calm and collected, take action. Defend the weak and speak up for the truth, but always do everything in love. We next learned about fear and how fear is a really important emotion, one vital to our survival. Fear teaches us to have a healthy respect of dangerous things. It reminds us to look both ways before we cross the street. It reminds us to put on our helmets when we're riding bikes, and reminds us to avoid hot stoves to keep our hands off frayed electrical cords and all sorts of other dangers. But is fear there to control us? No. When we let fear take over, it keeps us from taking any risks at all. Fear of getting hurt can keep us from learning to ride a bike. Fear of rejection could prevent us from making friends. And fear of persecution could keep us silent about our faith. We learn that God doesn't want us to have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of boldness. When we are faced with a challenge that frightens us, Jesus can give us courage. He will be our strength when we have none, and He will show us that we are braver than we ever imagine. We looked at the story of Jesus calming the storm in Mark 4, and that the disciples didn't need to be worried at all because Jesus was with them the whole time. And now, just like in that story, Jesus is always with us too. Our next emotion to meet was disgust, and one way we show disgust is through judging other people. We learn just how we don't want to be judged on our outward appearance or things we like. We shouldn't be judging others in the same way. We learn that if we want to be known and loved for who we are inside, we need to learn and love other people the same way. And when we do, we will learn all kinds of things about other people. Maybe they like the same weird toppings on their pizza. We will find friends who can teach us new hobbies and cool things we've never experienced. We will find them when we let God teach us to overcome our prejudices and get to know who someone else really is. Jesus never judged anyone based on the outside, and neither should we. We learned in the story of the 10 lepers being healed that even though everyone stayed well away from lepers, Jesus saw who they were as humans and as children of God, and He healed them. We thought about how it's time the golden rule was taken seriously, that we really should treat others the way we want to be treated, and to not let our disgust hinder us from getting to know a new friend in life. We need to love our neighbor for the person they are on the inside. And maybe the saddest of all is we did not get to spend any time with sadness due to the lockdown, but we do know that no one enjoys sadness. I think it's safe to say if we had our own choice, we would never be sad. No one likes scraped knees, getting sick, losing a game, getting bad marks in school, losing a loved one, or going through big life changes. If we had our choice, we'd always be positive, always be upbeat, and never be blue. But did you know, some of the greatest joys in life come from sadness? How many of you have had a day that started out terrible and ended up great? Maybe mum or dad saw that you weren't feeling well and they did something to cheer you up. Things went wrong in school and a friend came over to encourage you. Maybe you fell and got hurt and you're allowed to have a bit of ice cream to make you feel better. It's great that parents, families, and friends are there for us in good times, but it means so much more when they're there for us in the sad times. Their love reminds us that we're not alone and reassures us we do not have to face hard times by ourselves. We can take comfort in kind words and acts of love, and our joy is doubled by the sad times that came before. When we give our sadness to God, we will find even greater joy. The Bible teaches us that the world and all its sorrows are only temporary. One day, we will be with the Lord in a place with no sadness and no tears. All the hurt, the pain, the sadness of this world will make that joy even better. God won't always stop the sad times. We see that in the story of Jesus with his friend Lazarus, that he knows what it's like to go through sadness. We live in a broken world where we will always find sadness around the corner. But when we believe in Jesus, we know that joy will always come after sadness. He will wipe away our tears, and He will give us comfort and joy. So, we can't escape sadness, but we also don't have to face sadness alone. Whether you are happy or sad, there's no better place to be than in the arms of Jesus. And last week, we learned online together about joy in the story of Zacchaeus. We've all met people like Zacchaeus, people who never seem to be happy. They almost seem to like being miserable and sad. We've seen people who are always angry, always disgusted, always sad, always fearful, and we know that's a really hard way to live. Just like Jesus did with Zacchaeus, He wants to change us from the inside out. He wants to make us over into people whose lives are filled with joy. And that doesn't mean we won't feel those other emotions ever again. We know that anger and fear and disgust and sadness are all a part of us. But God will help us to keep those emotions in check, and He will transform them into joy. He will give us comfort and peace when we need it, and He will put a smile back on our face in even the worst of times. We know that when God fills us with joy, He makes us a light in this world. Just as joyful memories shine brighter than any other, our lives will be a bright light that reveals the love of Jesus. People will know that we are believers in Christ by the love we share. They will know by the kind words we offer and the little acts of kindness we do for others. So that is our wrap on our emotion series in Kids Connect. But let's take some time to think. Now that we know all these things, that we feel all these emotions and they're all part of us, how do we live? Maybe you've been feeling these emotions in big ways lately, maybe even with lockdown. Maybe you're feeling anger that we're back in this place after we'd had near freedom for so long. Fear that we're not going to be able to keep up with all the change around us. Disgust that someone you know is not following the rules as well as you. Sadness at not being able to spend time with those you love. And maybe even some joy if you enjoy having some time being introverted at home. So what do we do with all these intense emotions that we're feeling? We learned in the movie Inside Out that just trying to slap joy over every tough thing, it's not always the healthiest thing to do. And that can actually hold us back from learning some of the things God is teaching us as we work through these emotions. And He molds us into who He wants us to be. Our memory verse throughout this series has been Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And each week we have studied that verse and tried to see what God could be teaching us. Jesus quotes Deuteronomy 6:5 in Matthew 22 when people asked Him, what is the greatest commandment to follow? The Jewish people had a lot of commandments they needed to follow and a lot of things on their mind. They wanted to know which of the commandments was the most important. Jesus did something they didn't expect. He simplified all of the commandments into two: love God and love others. During this lockdown season and getting back into things again, we are probably feeling all kinds of emotions, and this can feel so overwhelming. Instead of focusing on all the emotions we're feeling, maybe we need to simplify things, like how Jesus simplified the commandments. We just need to remember two things: love God and love others. So let's think of some ways that instead of trying to focus on 1,000 things and feelings, we can just focus on two: loving God and loving others. Maybe you're feeling immense anger at someone you know. How could it look to love them through it all? Maybe you're feeling afraid to step out into something God has asked you to do. How could you trust Him through it and learn to love Him more? Are you feeling disgusted that someone is not following the COVID rules correctly? How can you remember that just like you, they are a person created by God? In your sadness, can you reach out to someone else and seek God together through it? And in your joy, how can you be sharing the light of Christ with others around you? At the end of our time in Kids Connect, we usually spend some time in small groups thinking and praying through what we've learned. So I would love for you to take some time after the service to think of the ways that in your anger, your fear, disgust, sadness, and joy, you can be loving God and loving others. Every one of us is a bundle of emotions. Those feelings help us filter life and understand the world around us. But they do not need to rule our lives, and in fact, through them we can grow in our relationship with God and grow with those around us. So let's do that together this week.